It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Middle and high school students in Douglas County will go back to a hybrid model after weeks of learning at home. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin has more.
After a long and emotional meeting, school board members voted Tuesday night to send students back to school on Monday. The issue has been a contentious one, with some raising questions about logistics and safety. High school student Braden Cheesby wants to return.
I miss the feeling of being there, fully immersed in the world of being a teenager. With Zoom, it is so easy to check out and not put effort into what we are doing.
A recent survey of high school students showed so far they're split between continuing with remote and going hybrid. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
1 month into the new Congress, challengers are already lining up to take on first-term Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert if she runs for re-election. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
There are now three Democrats in the running to challenge Lauren Boebert in 2022. The latest to file paperwork is Kerry Donovan, a well-known state senator from Eagle County. She said that she plans to focus on big issues like the drought and the recovery.
These are big problems that need serious and big solutions, and I think this district deserves to have someone fighting for them.
Also declared are Greg Smith and Colin Wilhelm. The candidates are rushing in earlier than normal as Boebert draws national attention for doing things like refusing a security screening in the U.S. Capitol. But the district is set to be redrawn, so some candidates could be disqualified by the time 2022 arrives. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Pueblo County Sheriff Kirk Taylor could be up for a new job. He is among three people recommended as the new U.S. Marshal for the District of Colorado. The La Plata County Sheriff and a police deputy commander in Aurora are also under consideration for the post by the Biden administration. Mostly sunny along the Front Range today. There's snow in the mountains. This is CPR News.